Yesterday on the show, I put something out there to the world. We are obviously going to be involved in Run the Main. It's happening on Friday. We're very excited about it. We've got different involvements. What are you going to be doing?
I'm going to be doing the 10-kilometer. I wasn't bold enough to take on the half marathon this time. I couldn't walk for 4 days the last time I did a half marathon.
For me, I want to do something a little bit different. I have heard on the grapevine that there is a guy who dresses up and runs some part of Run the Main as a chicken. I don't want to just do a fun run at Run the Main, Keisha. I want to try and settle an age-old question. If there is a chicken running, I like the idea of dressing up as an egg, and I would like to race him, and I want to find out what comes first, the chicken or the egg. We didn't know anything about who this guy is, how this actually works. Yesterday on air, we put it out there, and we said we're on the hunt for this chicken man. That's all that I've heard. We were flooded by calls.
Okay. The chicken is actually a local GP in town.
Oh. So he's a doctor.
Yeah. What's his name?
Doctor Richard May.
Richard May.
All right, I'm writing this down. Hang on. Yep.
And
I did write it down.
And so on the phone this morning, on the line, hello, Dr. Richard Mays, a.k.a. the chicken from Run the Main.
Hi, Keisha. Hi, Tim.
Nice for you to be joining us. Now, can you tell us, why do you run as a chicken?
Well, that is a long story. We've been running the Main for, this will be the 11th year, and early on, I think a year 12 student, I think it was one of the Banco boys from Castlemaine, was dressed up in this amazing bird suit. And I thought, I reckon I might just wear that and run around as a mascot at the fun run. And it took off. It's been a solid mascot for the run the main for about 10 years now.
All right, Richard, let's get down to business. You run as a chicken. I want to run as an egg, and I want to challenge you. Are you down?
I am so down for this. I mean, I think it's been a long debate that I want to put to rest. And everyone's talking a lot of smack around town around that the bird will finally beat the egg.
Really?
And, and there's going to be a running egg that will be a runny egg.
Oh! Okay.
Very clever. Now, Dr. Richard, I don't know if you know this about Tim, but the one thing that I know about him is that he's extremely competitive. So I think it's going to be a tough race. Are you a fast runner? Like, are you a runner yourself?
Well, the reason I've been training a lot for this event is it's called Run Bird Run traditionally, where we haven't involved an egg, so I'm very excited about this edition. But usually what it involves is I get a little bit of a head start against a whole pack of nearly 100 children and their family, and they run me down over the Run Bird Run course. So,
what's the course exactly? So it's not the regular 5, 10 or 21. We're going to be in our own event. Is that what's happening?
Well, yeah, it's really special. It's all based at the Camp Reserve, the iconic football oval in the centre of town, where the hub of all of the activity is going to be happening. And there'll be lights, the sun will be setting on us, and we'll be streaking off in front of this band of children. It's
streaking
not
in front of children, interesting.
Oh, in our costumes, there will be egg and suits. And as we run around as fast as I'm going to be going, it's mainly I want to beat the egg, but I also want to keep away from his kids because they can get pretty vicious.
Okay, so Richard,
I've lost a lot of feathers in my time. there are obstacles involved this year. I just want to give the heads up.
Really? So okay. It's an obstacle course, chicken v egg. Richard, you're in. I'm in. I'm going to see you Friday at Run the Main. We are going to solve this age-old dispute. It's going down.
It will be a crack up.